be a DJ.
You do? Woo!
150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. We can grow from even our most painful sins if we repent. A few years ago, Chinese authorities came up with an interesting way to curb corruption. They take government officials and their spouses on field trips to prisons. While there, they visit former colleagues in jail for bribery and abuse of power. They also see pictures of interrogations and listen to ex-officials repent of their wrongdoings. The Chinese government hopes this will scare people straight. In 2 Corinthians 7, the Apostle Paul said, the kind of sorrow that God wants us to experience leads us away from sin and results in salvation. There's no regret for that kind of sorrow. Well, this is different from the kind of sorrow that only regrets getting caught. That kind of sorrow looks for ways to beat the system next time instead of heartfelt life change. So what if the next time I'm confronted for doing something wrong, I repent and change my behavior? If I do, I'll grow from even the most painful experiences. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint, CenteringLives.com.
If closing a deal fires you up, if you are hungry for the next sale, if you love the art of the deal, we want to talk to you. Blue Water Broadcasting, the most listened to radio group in Montgomery, is looking for experienced sales professionals. We are interviewing fired up people now. If you believe in yourself and you are goal-oriented, we want to talk to you about this exceptional opportunity. Send your resume to jobs@bluewaterbroadcasting.com. Blue Water Broadcasting is an equal opportunity employer.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
It's been raining for weeks. Help! With all our company since Thanksgiving, our carpets are just about destroyed.
If your carpet looks terrible after all the rain and holiday traffic, Peaches and Clean can make it look great again. Now's the time to take advantage of Peaches' one-time-a-year special. Two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. That's two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. Visit PeachesandClean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Special not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention January special when booking. Good only in the Montgomery Tri-County area and Lee County.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
AC by Luke Choir wants to help you make this new year be a year of unbelievable comfort. For a limited time, save 25% off a brand new Carrier AC system. Plus, receive a free one-year maintenance agreement and a 10-year parts and labor warranty. Now's the time to save big on a high-efficiency Carrier air conditioning and heating system. Turn to the experts at acbylukechoir.com for this and other exclusive offers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
License number 84417.
Let's face it, we all get under tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Nice to see sunshine back in our forecast for a couple of days before weather changes move in. Today, mostly sunny. Still chilly with a high temperature only in the low 50s. Tonight, mostly clear. Cold again. The overnight low temperature by dawn down to the lower 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine. A milder day. Upper 50s to around 60. Not bad for January. Thursday, the first of two storm systems on the way with a risk of showers by Thursday afternoon, Thursday night. Thursday's high around 63. We'll be in the upper 60s Friday as we get a brief break in between storm systems, then showers likely again. Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, before it turns sharply colder as an Arctic plunge of much colder air comes in on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. Oh my God, I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. I gotta get the bread and milk. They said snow. I gotta get the bread and milk. Oh my God. I gotta get the bread and milk. Oh my God.
The premier place the river region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Immigrant driver. He's got no license, couldn't read the book. Now watch him take a turn and never take a look. He came from Asia or from Mexico. Now he's got a car, but not a residence. Immigrant driver. Immigrant driver. See him grip the wheel using both his hands. The signs are in a language he don't understand. He stops on green and proceeds on red. He's without insurance and you know he's an immigrant driver. Immigrant driver. Immigrant.
Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
What do you know? I came back for more today. A little better. Happy hour. I'm Greg. I'm your occasionally trucking host. And he is...
Joey.
Nice kid.
And here they are.
And this is Jebra.
Please quiet.
Well, that's
nice kid. I mean, look at you. No, seriously, I've known a lot of winners and losers in my life, Greg, but you are the champ. Even when you're feeling down and out and the
champ
little...
what?
You're the champ.
Of what? Champion.
You soldier on. You trudge through the muck and the mud. Even when little things and big things are getting you down, you're here. 3 to 6 for the biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell. You're the champ.
No, I need the money. I have masterminded, if you read this month's Boom magazine and see what a financial wizard I was with the money I made, I'm going to always need to work. I may be welcoming you to Walmart one day with whatever announcer voice I have left at that time. I don't know. I'm probably always going to have to work. Which
nothing
is okay.
Wrong with that. Yeah.
I like doing this.
Right.
I love doing this. I just hate the way the world is right now. I just hate it.
I agree.
And, you know, I was going to sort of say, well, you know, we're still your safe place here on the radio for conservative-minded people because we're losing some of our friends.
Yeah.
We're losing... And this is very disturbing. But our buddy, Mr. Blackman, dbdailyupdate.com, and I'll post it afterwards because I want to share his blog today. Because, again, he asked the question, what's happened to Matt Drudge? What was the, for years, hasn't Drudge been the one thing you've always had waiting for me on the computer when I come in?
Yeah.
because it's always been my number one resource. And now I almost hate seeing his page. And he gives a really good example today of, and I don't know why. I wish I could ask what happened here. You know, why has the, after years of being accused of being a right winger behind people like Mitt Romney and John McCain, or seemingly so, that's what the leftists will always say, you know, if it isn't 100% them. But he has absolutely apparently come to the conclusion that if he can make Trump look bad, he will. The case today, the blaring, all-caps, bold-faced headline atop Drudge Report this morning: shutdown turns nightmare, government paralyzed. Really? So he goes on to say, my goodness, you mean to say that here on day 26 of the longest partial federal government fake shutdown ever, we're finally starting to see major detrimental impacts, not just the government, but also to the public at large? And here's where it turns to suck. Not Mr. Blackman's blog, but how he illustrates his point. When you click on those headlines to read the stories behind them, that is not the narrative you will find, not at all. Take the shutdown turns nightmare story first. You click on that shock header, you're taken to an AP story with a similarly alarmist header that reads in slightly smaller non-caps, number of no-show airport security screeners soars in shutdown. Well, it's actually soared from about 3.4% absenteeism on a normal day to about 7%. And that is a number you can count on if there's a flu epidemic or something going around. It's not. It is not that dire. But that's what Drudge, the way Drudge is portraying it. So the headline would infer that half of the TSA agents are there and air traffic is being paralyzed and yada, yada. Actually, if you read all the way into the second paragraph of this typically slanted AP story, you see this sentence: no shows among screeners jumped Sunday and again Monday when the Transportation Security Administration, which, by the way, has any of them ever caught a terrorist? Ever. Stop somebody who had intentions of blowing up a plane. Well, they've caught a lot of people with 4 ounces of shampoo and or some other liquid, and they fill trash bins at every airport every week with stuff they confiscate because the passenger wasn't aware that you could or could not do this.
Well, and they're getting very intimately familiar. Intimately indeed with the public. I mean, that one dude, as I was leaving D.C., now he was very forthright about it, but he's like, my hand's going to get close. I'm like, well, thank you for warning me, sir. Luckily, he kept that hand stiff as he felt up the leg. It's the first time that's happened to me at a TSA checkpoint. And he was actually very professional about it, but it's a little...
I don't think I've been on a plane since 2011. I used to fly all the time. I used to fly on a whim because it was so easy. It was fun.
Get there a few minutes before your flight.
I was watching a corny documentary. This is how I amuse myself in my off time. You know, I found out that we now have the Smithsonian Channel on our cable.
Yeah,
and they've got some great documentaries. Aerial America. Rich Thomas turned me on to all this stuff. And one of them is called Air Disasters. I've always been fascinated by them. I have a lame-ass story, if you're interested.
Yeah, I'm very interested.
When I was growing up, we lived close to Midway Airport, and passenger airline accidents were much more frequent then. You know, they weren't a weekly thing or a monthly thing, but they would seem to happen with some degree of regularity. And when I was about, I don't know, 8 or 9, and they were always, you know, huge news stories, I remember having this nightmare about Midway Airport, and every plane that was trying to land was crashed into the, you know, somewhere on the airport, whatever. And I'd wake up, and within a day or so, there would be a major airline accident. I hate to give my age away, but the first time I remember was a collision of a TWA Connie, the plane that Howard Hughes invented, and a United Airlines DC-8 over Manhattan in very inclement weather. When you, as this documentary points out, when you realize how many people flew in the 50s and 60s with basically very little guidance to the pilot in regards to air traffic, it's amazing there weren't far more many of these kind of things. And the jet, the TWA limped and crashed on an Army airfield. Nobody survived. The jet came almost straight down into the Bronx. Mm. To the Pillar of Fire, ironically crashing next to the Pillar of Fire Church, and a little boy named Stephen Baltz was ejected from that jet into a snowdrift, and he lived a few days but didn't make it. Mm. So all 128 people between the two planes were killed. Ironically, the same two airlines collided over the Grand Canyon because the pilots used to like to take the passengers over it.
Right.
There was no radar in that area, so it was all visual. You know, they had to rely on, you know, keeping an eye open, and, you know, these two planes, I guess there were thunderstorms or something going on. And that was, when you talk about, they had to send donkeys down to retrieve the victims. It was really a horrible spot.
Yeah.
And this pattern kept happening, the same dream, and then within a day or two, well, in 79 at O'Hare Airport, a DC-10 was on takeoff roll, and its left engine fell off.
It didn't just stop working, it fell off?
It just fell off the wing. The pilot had enough, they were going fast enough to go airborne, and they didn't know what had happened. They'd heard a sound. And here's the worst part. In those days, they used to, when they put screens in the cabins, you could watch your own takeoff from the cockpit camera. Well, this plane gets airborne, not much, just a few hundred feet, and then it turns at a 90-degree angle and just came straight down into a trailer park at the end of the runway. And it, you know, it was just, there was nothing left. And my buddy, Jeff, he used to live in the islands when he was a kid. His dad was an importer-exporter, not a drug dealer, but a real importer-exporter. used to do all these little island-hopping planes, but after that wreck accident, he could not get on a plane.
Hmm.
His fear of flying just kicked in. And there was a class that was free in Fort Lauderdale that you could take to help you overcome fear of flying. And to complete the class, you actually went, the airlines, you know, would take people up,
yeah,
for a free half-hour ride so that they would become customers again. So Jeff and I are having lunch, and he's telling me about this, you know, how he developed his fear of flying. And so for the first time, I decided to tell somebody about this, these weird dreams I would have. And I said, I don't want to alarm you, but last night I had a dream, and it was about a plane, big plane flying very low over the beach. It just couldn't stab. I didn't have a lot of detail, but I remember the frustration which woke me up in this dream of this jet flying very low over the water. But it was the ocean, you know, like where I live. So the next afternoon, I told him a story at lunch. No, the same day.
Hmm.
The same day, because I had the dream the night before. My phone rings at 3:30, and it's Jeff. And he says, turn on CNN. And I said, why? And he says, just turn it on. And we're watching a helicopter hovering over the Potomac River, pulling the Air Florida, the few survivors from the Air Florida crash, out of the water. That was a plane that attempted to take off in a blizzard. It had ice on the wings, and it struggled, but it really came, once it got up, it came right down, hit the 14th Street Bridge, killed a passenger in a car as it was coming in, and then right into the water. Five people, I think, ended up surviving, including a couple of flight attendants. But this is live drama on TV as this helicopter. And I'll never forget this. I remember the guy's name because President Reagan honored him at the State of the Union. Well, that should be fun coming up, right, isn't it?
Oh, that'll be a doozy, especially if the shutdown's still on.
Oh, yeah. Maybe they have to cancel it because they won't be able to get enough ushers or something. So I'm watching this, and it's like a feeling of disbelief because this has just happened, and the cameras are there and they're recording this whole thing, and you're watching this one flight attendant, and she cannot hang on to the raft they've lowered from the helicopter to pull her to the shore. It wasn't a real wide river, but still it was freezing cold. And all she had on was, you know, what a flight attendant, her flight attendant uniform. And just as she was getting close to the shore, she fell off her arms couldn't hold the thing. And there's a guy who has walked down the slope of the hill next to the river watching this. And all of a sudden, from the left side, you see this guy take his jacket off and jump in and pull this woman to safety. And that, I mean, as news events go, you know, of course the ultimate was 9/11, but as news events go, watching them in real time. And unfortunately, Jeff eventually, I think, flew again, but he said, I'm never getting on an airplane until I see what you were dreaming about the night before, you know? Because that totally, it made it worse for him, really, because I'd never told anybody about this. It just happened. And when you tell somebody, I had this dream, so watch, something will happen. That's kind of risky, because then if nothing happens, then you feel like an idiot. But the same day, and that was right around this date, if I'm not mistaken, the Air Florida crash in 1981.
Well, and didn't you get your start as a cub reporter due to a plane crash?
And my girlfriend, right down the street from my girlfriend's house in Chicago. Yeah.
This is a common theme with you. You should continue to drive down to Florida.
I agree. I don't want to fly. Why would I want... look, from here, I have a nice little airport. Not going to the airport.
Yeah, I liked it last time I used it.
The only chance I'll ever fly out of there is on the nonstop to Dallas, so I can finally get to Dealey Plaza. That's like one of the few things on my bucket list. By the time you leave, and I am not driving 3 hours to Atlanta to save one leg of a trip and $50. That's just insane to me. So assuming that everything leaves on time and you connect in Atlanta, blah, 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 rent a car, go through TSA, get there an hour early, do all the bullshit they ask you to do, it's 3 hours I'm saving by flying, roughly. Maybe you could, you know, if everything in a miracle situation worked, you could make it from my house to where I stay down there in 6 or 7 hours. But that would be if everything worked perfectly and the flights were close and coordinated and all that stuff. It's not worth it.
Last time I flew out of Montgomery direct to D.C., we were like 30 minutes ahead of schedule. It was the freakiest thing. It's like, wait, we're that there? We're already here?
That's... what it is, the story, we'll come back to this thing, this nightmare.
Mm.
This nightmare with the government slowdown because AP managed to find a guy who was said it took an extra 15 minutes to get through TSA, really? You know, this is what they're doing. This is the depths of depravity they're reaching. Let's see. We had 800,000 federal workers missing a paycheck on Monday, more than half of whom furloughed, and that's the biggest impact anybody can find. What in the hell do these people do every day? Why do the taxpayers keep having to fund hundreds of thousands of expensive jobs that provide no benefit, public benefit or impact? There was an irony, you know, somebody clarified for us this morning that the people that got yesterday off during the inauguration were the non-essential personnel. Well, why do we need non-essential personnel? If they're not essential, why do they have a job? How many non-essential people do you see around here? None. Most everybody here is doing two or three.
But the government wants to make sure Americans can live in the lap of luxury.
Yeah.
Rather than necessity.
Yeah. Yeah, I've noticed this working real well.
There are, though, a lot of essential personnel working without pay. And that is,
yes,
that's going to become an
but
issue.
But here's the thing. Even if they're not going to work, they're going to get paid.
Oh, yeah.
And these days off will not count as vacation time. They will not be penalized right. In any way, shape, or form. So they'll be okay. And take a look at some of the salaries federal workers make. They should be okay if they miss a check and you have to catch up to it a couple of weeks later. I don't think this is going to go on too much longer. Especially when the Democrats are, you know, throwing beach balls around Puerto Rico with lobbyists. That's a great look for them. They really seem determined to negotiate a settlement to make something happen. It's crazy. It's just so, the news is just so. Fox News alert, what's this?
J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon
warns of potential economic impact of prolonged shutdown.
The government shut down 24 days, 16 hours, 27 minutes, and 52 seconds.
Yeah, they got a clock on it giving you every single second of the drama. Jamie Dimon predicts crap will happen. IRS recalling 46,000 workers from furlough to handle tax refunds without pay.
Oh!
Yeah, I get it. I wouldn't particularly like it if I had to go to work and not know when I was going to get paid. That could be frustrating. But knowing that you're going to get paid, this is not like a walking up to a business in the private sector one day and there's a sign on the door that says closed, bankrupt.
Right.
You know, and you got nothing. This is going to end. They have unions. They probably have funds that are set up for union members who get into a jackpot. But the hysteria around it is mind-boggling, just absolutely mind-boggling. But we're going to try and keep it as positive as we can.
Yeah, keep it positive.
Yeah, because soon we're going to redeem our Baumhauer's winning word from this morning.
Soon.
Soon.
Yeah,
tomorrow night, Emily and Fiance will be our guests of honor at our Wednesday night roundtable gathering. I hope you'll be there for that. At 3:30, and we'll take a look at the Rose in just a second. First, though, may we acknowledge the brilliance of the team at Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka, a group that's dedicated to people who have real problems. I always think of them. Their commercials almost always seem to come up when I'm all inside out about something stupid. And when I think of what the folks that they work with have to go through on a daily basis to live something of a normal life, it gives you a different perspective. And that's what they do, is go about the process of restoring choices to lives that have been dramatically altered in a car wreck. They work with many of our wounded heroes returning home. And their whole process is to restore as much normalcy and choice to an affected life as possible. And they've been doing it for a long, long time and have a wall full of awards to show for it. And each case is a very customized individual approach at Gulf States Mobility. Their number is 514-6590. I always ask, in appreciation of your own ability to go where you want to go, when you want to go, please look them up and like them on Facebook. Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka. We'll take a quick trip to the traffic dungeon. I see we're going to be talking bowling here in just a second. with Steve Duro, our resident tax genius. How you doing?
I'm good.
How's your bowling?
I don't know. I hadn't bowled in about 2 years.
Me too. How's your golf?
I hadn't done that in a couple months, and it was ugly last time I played.
So. Yeah, okay. Well, that's it for sports this afternoon. We'll get back to the day. We got traffic and weather and a couple of other things, and then Steve, we're going to talk about taxes and changes and surprises. Oh, boy. Why do I have a feeling I'm going to get suck news this afternoon?
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
There's lots of traffic this afternoon, but Montgomery Skywatch still reporting no major accidents anywhere. We do have a lot of traffic on the boulevard. It's the busy place this afternoon with stop and go at all the major intersections. On the interstate, you got a smooth ride up and down 65 and 85 north and south, both running really smooth this afternoon. The area around East Chase is busy as usual. Our school zones are wrapping up. Be careful. Still buses delivering kids around town. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop sheer experience. Plato's Closet and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Chilly air in place now, but milder air is right around the corner. For tonight, mostly clear. Cold again. Overnight low temperature falls to the low 30s by first thing tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, more sunshine, a milder day. We'll be in the upper 50s to around 60. Not bad for January. Then Thursday, the first of two storm systems arrives with the risk of showers Thursday afternoon and Thursday night. High Thursday, 63. We'll be in the upper 60s Friday as we are briefly in between storm systems. Then showers likely again by Saturday afternoon, Saturday night. We'll be in the upper 60s on Saturday, then drastically colder on Sunday as a big plunge of Arctic air comes into the area on gustily northerly winds. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, Montgomery, this is attorney Sarge Grubbs inviting you to our free estate planning workshop, Wills versus Trust, on January 22nd and 25th. Call 649-4911 to register.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Steve Miller Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before you can even buy them. Tune in to the Three Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win pairs of tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Impact on March 21st.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy. Yeah.
Tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center March 21st from News Talk 93.1.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local, friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, scheduled maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Happy New Year from all of us at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
Hey, Lyle Fields speaking to you one more time from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pet Food Shops on Vaughan Road. Guess what? Got some old history you want to get rid of? We're talking jewelry now. Jewelry, gemstones, or anything like that. Or maybe some wonderful heirloom jewelry that you want to remake. Whatever it is, Marguerite's will either buy, remake, sell, trade, swap, whatever you call it. Come in, and we're going to let you walk out with something beautiful or a check in your hand. Come see us at Marguerite's now in the Pep Tree Shops. Thanks.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Cause I'm ready.
money to add up and do my taxes. I don't want to pay that, you know? Like a tax machine? I'm moving, doing it, you know? Can I count it off my deductions? One, two, three, four.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
Well, the high voltage news is we have Steve Duro in the studio with us.
You gotta be freaking kidding me.
And that's high voltage. And I'm so glad that you're here because you're one of those people that it's impossible to be unhappy around, even when you're bowling a 105.
Oh, thanks.
You couldn't hit a bullet. No, me. I mean,
Well, because that's, you know, what I normally bowl. So.
We're here to have fun.
That's right?
Right.
Absolutely.
And so, Steve, we've known each other over 10 years. That's hard to believe.
It is.
He became my accountant. It was kind of I needed one because the guy I had in Florida, I went down there when I was traveling back and forth more frequently in my early years here. I went to his office in Boca to file my taxes, and he just let it slip. This had to be 2009. Extolling the virtues, what a wonderful President Obama was going to be, and that was the last time I saw him. I just said, hey there, you. If that's what you really think, I don't want you handling what limited funds I have. So it worked out. I joined a bowling league. Steve's on the team. He's my accountant. He's a great guy. And he knows his... That's Bailey verbalizing a word that I can't say on the radio. So we have Yalen?
Yes.
Because another place that Steve turned us on to was El Jalisco at 99 Cent Taco Tuesday.
We went there for lunch.
And now they're on the radio with us.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi there, Greg.
How are you? Do you know Steve?
I'm good.
You know Mr. Steve? He's a big Taco Tuesday guy.
Yeah, one of the three amigos.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's on the air with... Yeah, he's a big star.
Wow, I see.
He's our expert on taxes, so if you don't have anybody to help you with your taxes, he's the man you should call. But we're to talk about today's is 99 Cent Taco Tuesday at El Jalisco, and that is a great deal because these are real, authentic tacos, not the, what's the word I'm looking for?
the non-tacos.
Yeah, you know, the kind that they're just really, really good, and at 99 Cent you almost feel like you're stealing them. And Yalen's part of a great staff of people. We had dinner there Saturday night. It was so nice. Just so nice. Great food. You know what? You go to a Mexican restaurant, you should really eat enchiladas or tacos or whatever. But I love the Jalisco burger.
Really?
It's really good.
Yeah, a lot of times I'll get the Mexican grilled chicken.
That's excellent.
They've got the best grilled chicken around.
Absolutely. Shrimp adobe. Roz had the garlicky shrimp. She just loves that. It's awesome food, and it's priced so reasonably, and you get great service from Yana. What are some of the specials you got going on today besides 99 Cent Tacos you'd like to talk about?
Well, besides our 99 Cent Tacos, we do have our dinner enchiladas, which includes two enchiladas with rice and beans for $6.99, and we also have our nachos fiesta, which is chicken or beef with like great toppings such as lettuce, tomatoes, sour cream, I'll be using guacamole for $6.99. It's a really big platter as well.
Oh, yeah, no, $6.99. That's, we're talking about a big oval plate that will be packed with food from one end to the other. Again, it's such great value and such great food and awesome service. You got drink specials from now until 7 o'clock, right?
Oh, well, those last from 3 to closing time.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And give us what the margaritas?
Yeah, margaritas from 3 to 7 are happy hour. You get our lime flavor. You can get them on the rocks or frozen. And they're pretty decent size, 22 ounces. And also our Michelob Ultra and Bud Light Draft, $2.99.
All right, so you can really eat an awesome meal. I've had people say I've gone there and stuffed myself and had a big old beer and had a tab under $10. That's, you can't do that too many places. El Jalisco is right across from the Krispy Kreme on Atlanta Highway, and Yalen and others there go out of their way to make sure you have a great service experience. If you haven't tried them yet, please do. El Jalisco. Say hi to Monica, okay?
Definitely. Thank you.
All right. The queen of the dimples. She loves that when people... If it's your first time there... And I'm just going to presume you're going to have a good experience at El Jalisco. Ask to see Monica because you want to admire her dimples, because then she knows you're a News Talk listener, and that's good for business. So a friend of mine just sent me a thing from Fidelity.com. A couple retiring in 2018 would need an estimated $280,000 to cover health care costs in retirement. I'm dead. I mean, I may as well just get it over with. This $280,000, where am I going to find that? Thanks for telling me. If I had known that, you know, 30 years ago, I might be a little bit better prepared. But I was telling Joey whether I'm saying welcome to Walmart and what's left of my radio voice or whatever it's going to be, I'm probably going to have to work right into the grave.
Yeah, well, I told my son when I retire, he's going to hire me to come sit on a tractor and mow fairways 3 days a week and play golf in the afternoons.
We are, this is going to be a very different kind of tax season, isn't it?
Yes, very different. We had a lot of changes on the federal side. Now, you know, one of the big questions that we get is, well, you know, a lot of people aren't going to be able to itemize their deductions federal because they've increased the standard deduction so high. So do I have to bring all that stuff in? And our answer is yes, because the state didn't change. And so we're still going to, I mean, the state's tax return is exactly like, or taxes structure is just like it was last year. So, and itemizing in Alabama is, I mean, if you don't, you make no money.
I've always done pretty good with the state.
So we still have to do all of that work. And then with the changes in the federal law, there's additional work. So, you know, tax returns actually this year could end up taking longer, even though the form is shorter. But there's a lot of different schedules and things that we have to do. And then the massive changes were really with businesses. Small business owners and stuff, or if you... You know, you're in a real estate partnership or something where you're getting a K-1. There's some really good stuff in it. This is this tax bill really is going to help the middle class.
You're really saying positive things
about
this?
Yeah, what we did last year when we did a tax return, we pretty much knew what the law was going to look like. And so we took last year's information and ran it through the 2018 tax laws and said, all things being equal, what's going to happen? And probably 93% or 94% of the people who we do taxes for, their tax went down. So, you know, I mean, we had a few that it didn't, and those, you know, just a lot of different type circumstances why they didn't, they made too much money or
that's going to be a huge issue for me.
Yeah, but you know, for the but you know, I mean, one of the things that was really good was not only did they give small businesses some tax breaks that really are really good, they also, for individuals, they expanded the brackets. And what that means is where used to say for an individual, if you made, you know, if your taxable income was $35,000, say you were at your blended rate would have been, you know, say 18%, but you're in the 25% bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you're in the 15% bracket because they made the top, you know, the it went to, instead of 35,000 is where the 25% bracket started, You know, now it's at 50,000, say. So they expanded all those brackets, which just if they had done that, everybody's taxes goes, income tax goes down.
Mm-hmm.
And those weren't exact figures. That was just an example.
Right.
Because I have not memorized the tax brackets.
Well, I mean, in your first few minutes with us, you've already said one major thing that I was not aware of, and that's that the itemizing of deductions is still important for the state.
Very important for the state, yeah. Because, I mean, for, you know, basically what Alabama does is a standard deduction in Alabama for a married couple is $4,000.
Yeah.
Well, if part of that itemized deductions is your Social Security tax that you paid in. Well, you know, if you make $50,000 as a couple, you're already at about that point of what you've paid in. So any contributions, any, you know, interest, any property taxes, health insurance, all those kinds of things still are going to go on there. So we have very few people who do not itemize on the state.
I want to be real clear that Steve comes on as a courtesy. He's got an excellent practice. And
we're still not giving out our phone number or taking the
clients. Yeah, he does this out of friendship to come in and answer basic questions. So if you have one, feel free to call in at 272-9228. Ken, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
Good. I have a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
My son joined the Air Force last year, and he was stationed at San Antonio, did 9 months of school, well, actually 8 months of school in Biloxi, Mississippi, and finished out the year in Idaho. Does he have to file three separate state returns?
No, what happens is in the military, whatever your state of record is where you would file those returns. So if he was still an Alabama resident, he would file in Alabama. If when he was stationed in Texas, if he had made Texas his primary state of residency, and then he can just leave it there, and wherever he goes in the world, he would pay Texas, which has no income tax.
Okay, you know, he was asking me about that because they haven't issued the W-2s yet. And I was like, man, I really don't know. Because I know when I was in, other than boot camp eons ago, I didn't have to worry about that. I just claimed Alabama and that was the end of it. But I didn't know if anything had changed. So I appreciate that.
Yep. No, it's still the same way.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
It's interesting. As a baseball fan, it's free agent season and, you know, I kind of like to follow the offseason to see who's going to go where and make what deal. And I didn't realize that players, like if you play for the Washington Nationals, when you play the Dodgers in Los Angeles, they tax you.
Absolutely.
That sucks.
Yeah, you play in Atlanta, you're going to pay Georgia taxes. You're going to pay tax in every state that you play a game.
Why would somebody take a $30 million salary to play in L.A., knowing what California taxes are? You're going to pay the maximum federal, maximum state is, what, 13% or something there?
Right.
So two-thirds of your income is out the window before you even think about the rest of it.
I would go play a game for $13 million.
Well, I understand that. I'm not saying
I mean, that's why they do it.
Let's
you know?
Drum up a little sympathy for these multimillionaire athletes. But and I guess rock bands and stuff would have to do
the same
thing.
That's right. Absolutely. It's like if they, what the state looks at is you earned that money in that state. And so so it doesn't matter if you're a country music artist and you live in Tennessee, you come play a concert in Alabama.
What about
you
people, though, that like they have a business here in Montgomery, but they have clients that they have to fly to do business with, and they sign deals in other places?
Yeah,
is that the same thing?
No, that's different. You're still paying here in Alabama, and so that's different because your company is still based here, and you're still performing services for your company, which is different than an artist. I mean, it's, you know, and that's where all these little nuances in the law come in. Is what do you do and you know, and how is it taxed?
It's such a simple system. This is, who's this?
Back 40.
Back 40.
Hey.
Hi.
Here's your traffic update.
Well, hang on.
There's a wreck north of Prattville on I-65.
North of Prattville.
You've got to go north. You may want to take an alternate route.
How far is the backup as you're going northbound? Where does it start to slow down?
Pretty bad. I do not know how far north it extends, but
It's a major traffic jam.
All right, we're going to be visiting Mr. Balaki downstairs in just a moment, so we will check it out. Thanks for the heads up on that.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty, we'll be redeeming our Baumhauer's winning word a little bit later, not too far from now. And Steve Durow is in. We're talking taxes, changes, and in a few minutes I'll muster up the courage to say, hey, Steve, based on what you know, am I going to be okay or am I going to have to bend over for the... because I have no idea, really, how these changes are going to end up affecting us. I don't know if our tax bracket stayed the same or went up. I don't know.
Well, no, yeah, your tax bracket would have expanded like everybody else.
Okay.
So all things being equal,
yes,
to last year, you should actually be better off than you were last year, not pay as much. Now, when I say not pay as much, it doesn't mean if you got a refund, you're going to get a bigger refund, because
right,
it depends on what your withholdings were this year, because the IRS or the Congress did actually change the withholding table, so people would have some of that money during the year.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when you look at the line on your tax return that says total tax owed, like I said, of the people that I work with, about 95% of them, that number went down. And some of them significantly. Some of them in, $3,000, $4,000,
$5,000. Isn't it interesting? We were talking earlier about how Drudge seems to have gone totally anti-Trump. Yet, I see stories almost every month that federal income revenues are...
They're up.
...always hitting new highs because we have more taxpayers.
Well, that's right. We've got more people working. You've got a lot of the people that were working got raises, so they're paying, mm-hmm, they make more money, so you're going to pay more tax. When the economy does well, the government does well.
Well, enjoy it while you can, folks, because Occasional Cortex and some of these other genius Democrats, they're determined to fix it for you, and so you know you're going to get screwed. That would be my advice. But I'm just a talk show host. I don't know anything. Steve's the expert. We'll let him do the talk. We'll talk about health insurance, too.
Sure.
Among many other things, and if you have a question, 272-9228 is the number. Also, any info on that traffic blurb that Back 40 just told us about, we thank you for taking the time to do that. Say... Maybe I can, I've been thinking about visiting Tip Tames over at Jack Ingram. And we've got my brilliant stepson, who is earning his way to an upgraded vehicle through his sophomore year. In fact, he's a major in finance and accounting. He's an honor student.
Okay.
He's really, just, it's just such a great story to watch somebody who loves this. He's just eating it up, and he says, well, basically I want to be an accountant with a few hobbies. Let's get it all figured out. It's amazing to watch. The Beamer is still there. It just came into the under 10,000 category at Jack Ingram. I don't expect it's going to stay there long, because anybody who's ever wanted to drive a Beamer, if you want to get one that looks incredibly good, that has a dependable engine under the hood, you need to go over and see Tip Tames and see this one for it, because it's under 10. And they have added some new vehicles. There's a 2008 Toyota Highlander Sport, and below 5,000, you've got a 2007 Nissan Sentra 2.0, which has great safety features. Again, you got a new driver in the family. This is the kind of starter sedan you'd like to see them in, because A, they won't be embarrassed because the car looks great, but B, you won't be nervous because the engine's been vetted. You're going to be in good shape with anything you purchase. Before Jack Ingram puts their name on the back, the engine, the body, the interior, all thoroughly checked out for you. And that's a great group of people to work with. So stop by and see Tim and the team at 235 Northeastern Bypass. And you can shop online and look any way you want, by price, by category, by car type, by brand name, at jackingram.com. Before we hit the traffic dungeon, here's Lee.
Hey, I have a question about the taxes.
Sure.
My daughter, she's an adult daughter, and she's special needs. She has disabilities, and she draws SSI, and so she doesn't have an income for tax purposes. But we had cashed some savings bonds this year, and I know she'll owe taxes on that. Do I still do like a tax form for her? And just, and just do for the what she owes on the taxes for the savings bond?
It depends on how much actual interest that she earned, because there are limits to the amount, you know. So if she's under, you know, if she made under $12,000, which is the new standard deduction, she wouldn't have to file a return, because the interest is under that. And then for the state, the U.S. savings bonds are not taxable for the state, so she may not even have to file and may owe no tax on it. Just
okay. Well, I got the thing, and it was like $225.
Oh yeah, she doesn't have to file.
Oh, okay. So I just keep that as a record and don't do anything yep. else then?
That's
okay.
Correct.
Wow, you got good news this
okay.
afternoon. That's what we like.
Thank you so
team.
Much.
You're welcome.
So far, I'm very encouraged. I'm in a much better mood after 1 hour with your presence. Steve Duro, our in-house accounting consultant, and he's here. He's got such a great way of answering a question without
boring going, you to death.
Or going 50,000 feet over your head with an answer that nobody except a professional would understand. And we love it when he comes to visit with us. And we're going to take our last break of the hour now, starting with traffic, that situation on 65 going northbound. I don't know if that has made its way through the system yet, but we'll find out what's happening. Got Fox News, and then we're back.
Traffic's looking great on a Tuesday afternoon. Montgomery Skywatch showing no major accidents, and the traffic flow is what you would normally expect this time of the day. We have the interstates running at a speed limit ride. The 31s are all okay. We're busy around the intersections on the Boulevard and the Taylor Road East Chase area. Kind of crowded this afternoon. Any trade-in is worth $2,019 at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. This is for the month of January only. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that, because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided with a tankless water heater.